Now you will hear the first talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a professor giving a class lecture.
Edward Thorndike was an American psychologist in the early 20th century who introduced the field of educational psychology. He's most famous for his experiments with animals. He studied animal behavior and developed theories on how both humans and animals learn. His most famous experiments involved elaborate puzzle boxes designed to study learned animal behavior. In one experiment, a cat learned to escape a box by pressing a lever. Thorndike's work was groundbreaking because he was the first psychologist to apply an experimental approach to research and the first to use non-human subjects. For the next 50 years, educational psychology research followed his methods. Thorndike developed a theory he called connectionism, which states that learning, in both humans and animals, is reliant on stimulus and response. When proper behavior is rewarded and improper behavior is punished, learning occurs. To support his theory, Thorndike proposed three primary laws. First, the law of effect states that when a person is rewarded, the response is validated. Next, the law of readiness states that learning is influenced by the motivation of the subject to learn. Finally, the law of exercise states that connections are reinforced when practiced and discontinued when practice is diminished. We now understand that there's more to learning than basic stimulus and response behavior. Thorndike, however, is still regarded for his empirical approach to research. He encouraged the collection of data and the application of that data to formulate conclusions. The approaches that dominate educational policy research today follow from the work of Thorndike.